Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB,
and KQJOFM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly God is great, and yes, He is so greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, in the name of Jesus, I decrease so you may increase within me. God, let it be all of you and none of me. God, I pray that you will touch somebody on today, God, who is believing you for their health, believing you to turn around a situation in their lives. Father God, I pray that, Lord God, you will ignite their faith to let them know that you never left them, and that you would never forsake them. And God, we just want to say thank you and give you all the glory. We just do your name. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter and the 33rd verse. And it reads as follows. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers. And that's what they thought, too. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And today's topic is, you are not at a disadvantage. You are not at a disadvantage. When Moses sent 12 men to spy out the promised land, 10 spies came back intimidated and afraid. They felt like grasshoppers because they didn't understand that God will put you in situations where you are the underdog. Come on here, somebody. You don't have the skill. You don't have the resources. You don't have the training. You don't have the connections, but guess what you have? You have the favor of God. Come on here. So as the Israelites did, if you stay focused on what you don't have, you will talk yourself out of what God has for you. For example, God told you to start a business, but you don't have the resources. God told you to start a food pantry for the less fortunate, but you don't know where to begin. There are things God told you to do, but you won't step out on faith and do it because you are trying to figure out how are you going to do it without provision, without resources. And you may feel like you are not capable of doing it. Come on here, somebody. We can talk our own self out of our blessings. Mm-hmm. Because of the way we feel regarding ourselves. We may not feel like we are worthy. We may not feel like that we are ready for to do what God has called us to do. But God knows us. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows everything about us. If God did not find us ready and able to do an assignment, he would not have called us. Don't look at yourself as a disadvantage. Come on here, somebody. But look at yourself as an advantage to help the kingdom of God. So, with that being said, the right approach is, I may feel like a grasshopper. I may feel like I'm not worthy. I may feel like they have more than I do. But I know that God being for me is greater than the world being against me. Come on here. Get this. So what do you think about what you have? Are you discounting what God has given you? Do you think you need more to accomplish what God has told you to do? God has given you the talent. God has given you the courage. He has given you the skills. And look, and watch this. He has given you the looks and the personality you need to do everything he has told you to do. In other words, he has equipped you for the assignment. And by him equipping you, and not through his eyes, by him equipping you, you are well and able to do what God has called you to do. By him equipping you, you are not a disadvantage. You are an advantage. Come on here, somebody. You may not have a degree for the position, but God will bypass the qualified person and give it to you just because you have the favor of God and you are his child. So don't go through life thinking you're at a disadvantage, that you are lacking. You are not lacking anything. When you have God, when you are a born again person, when you are saved, you are not lacking anything for God to use you. Because the more you allow him to do what he needs to do, the more he will equip you. People may think you are a grasshopper, but don't underestimate yourself. Don't talk yourself out of the greatness God put in you. Luke 2 and 52 says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So as you follow the Savior's pattern of growth, you'll find that the elements work together perfectly, and you will become more like him. You may not understand it right away, but don't doubt the initial opportunity. Don't belittle your gifts. Don't belittle yourself. It is your sign that greatness is coming. Oh, my God. For the Lord will open greater doors. He will release even greater blessings. He shall multiply your seed to create even greater harvests, bringing in contracts, divine connections, spiritual growth, enlargement, like Jabez, God enlarge my territory. And when God gets ready to enlarge your territory, it's certain things that you are going to go through because the enemy do not want you to grow spiritually. Come on here, somebody. He gets intimidated because the more you grow in the Lord, the more you discover who you are. Oh, come on here, somebody. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, don't you pull back in this season. Do not hinder the work he wants you to do. And even don't hinder the work that he wants to do in you. Do whatever he tells you concerning any adjustments that must be made. You got to talk and dress according to God's instruction. Honor who you know you need to honor. Now, listen to me well. You got to stay humble. When God gets ready to use you, and when God is using you, please do not get the big head. Remain humble. Always remember, it is not you. It is the one that is working through you. It is the one who has sent you. People of God, stay in worship. Stay fasting. Stay praying. Stay speaking to your seed. Stay in the Word of God with your eyes toward heaven. Your anointing, ministers of God. Your anointing is about to attract things you were made for. Your anointing is about to attract things that you were made for. God has given you a fresh anointing. God is getting ready to send some of you out to minister, to witness. God is blessing you. God is enabling you. God is elevating you. Your faithfulness has opened doors, and your fruitfulness shall expand in Jesus' name. Psalm 84 and 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk upright. Isaiah 1 and 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. You have to be willing. You have to be obedient in order for God to move in your life. You will be amazed at where you can go with your talent and your courage, your faith and your determination. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are always greater than any difficulty or adversity that we will ever face. God, we thank you that you have given us everything we need to live out in our purpose and our destiny for our lives. Father God, we declare that we are not grasshoppers, but we are willing and able to go in and take the land. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Remember, you are not a disadvantage. You are not disadvantaged. Allow God to continue to work on you and through you, in you. He knows all about you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I pray that you continue to read your word. You continue to hear the voice of God. And you, most of all, continue to pray. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Also, visit my website, patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And always, when you're down to nothing, rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the